Kathy Davis is probably lying, and Greta Garbo is probably crying, while Robert Taylor is locked in her dying embrace. Chico and Groucho and Chaplin and Lloyd are all super. Sweet Mickey Mouse, Shirley Temple, and dear Jackie.
Let's go to the movies. Let's go see the stars. I'm joined in studio by our resident movie critic, regular-sized Kev, Mr. Kevin Suarez. Kev, good morning.
Good morning, Sean.
Now, we've got one film to talk about this week, A Dog's Way Home. This is a family flick. Tell us a little bit about it.
Sure thing. So the story goes that two neighbors begin a bit of a war between between themselves, and then one of the families owns a dog, and so to avoid the dog getting involved in this conflict between the neighbors, he's sent off to some relatives in another state. But then after a mistake, a bit of a misunderstanding happens, the dog decides to head back to the other state, back to his owners. And therefore here we have A Dog's Way Home.
Alright, okay. What did we think? It reminds me of that what was that film with the two dogs and the cat, and they decide to make their way home? It was a really good one.
Homeward Bound.
I love that film as a kid.
Yeah, Disney.
Yeah, okay.
Film.
Yeah, that's reminds me of that one. Yeah, what do we think of this one?
Well, this isn't exactly going to be a family friendly Disney kind of film, surprisingly. Admittedly, firstly, I thought that the movie itself, I don't think it was really that great. As I mentioned, it's not really much of a family-friendly film. But I would have to say that the acting, despite the only real big name, like headline star of the film being Bryce Dallas Howard voicing the dog, the main character, aside from that, the main cast isn't really made up of any, you know, big names. But I thought that the acting was really well done. The movie was really well cast, and the acting was something that held the movie up, even when I thought that the plot and the writing and the scripts themselves may have let the actors down. The acting was still good enough to pull it off, okay. Especially some of the more heartwarming moments. But that being said, I didn't really enjoy the film that much. There were several parts of the movie which were very depressing, surprisingly for a kid's film or a movie that looks like it's aimed towards a family-friendly audience. A lot of scenes were very distressing and confronting for kids. Like, if you want to make your kids cry either during the heartwarming moments or during the other parts of the movie, this is definitely the movie for that. And so I thought this is like something straight out of Doctor Who. There's some bits that kids will probably not really enjoy that much. I also thought that the narration was a bit unnecessary as well. I thought that literally the only animal character that is voiced is the main character, and despite the fact that she comes across many other animals of different species, none of the other characters are voiced. Except for the humans. And I thought that it seemed a bit unnecessary when it seems like she's just narrating for like big chunks of the film when there isn't really any other dialogue happening.
That's a strange, that seems like a strange stylistic choice.
It was. I think it sort of goes back to the, I guess the stylistic choice from the previous movie, A Dog's Purpose, where the main character was voiced by Josh Gad. But here, I thought that it would have been a much better idea to have the animal cast also voiced as well, so that at least there was some way for the actor, Bryce Dallas Howard, to bounce off someone else, you know?
So it's not the worst review I've ever heard from you, Kev, but at the same time, I mean, who is this one? Who's this one for? It doesn't sound like it's quite for the young kids. Doesn't sound like it's really going to hit home with the older kids. I mean, who is this film for?
I mean, I would say that it's probably for kids around maybe like teenagers, maybe around 15 years and over. But I think that the parents might feel that the plot is a bit disappointing as well. There's nothing there for the parents to really grip them into the movie as well, which is why I'm afraid I'm going to have to give this movie a thumbs down.
Well, maybe two paws down.
Yeah.
There we go. Okay. Kev, thanks very much.
You're welcome.
Regular-sized Kev there with a regular-sized movie review of A Dog's Way Home. Sounds like a bit of a dog's breakfast. Maybe avoid that one if you're not so inclined to talking animals.